La bella du, bella la du, la sum, la sum, la quatra, la sum, ac la bella du.
Today I'm putting together a Rotec blood pie. The recipe that I'm going to be using to put this pie together is one that I found in issue number 85 of the Mind Scanner that you can find on the CAG.org website. The name of the issue is Klingon Cuisine. There are a lot of good recipes in it. I recommend you give it a read, give some of them a try. But this is the blood pie recipe. So what am I going to use to make this Rotec blood pie? Well, I'm going to need a 6-ounce can of pink lemonade. I'm going to need a can of sweetened condensed milk. I'm going to need 1 8-ounce tub of Cool Whip topping. I used a single graham cracker pie crust. Now, I'm going to recommend later in this recording, as well as here, that you get 2 pie crusts, not just one, because the ingredients here are really going to make up enough of this filling that you're going to need more than just one pie crust. Believe me, I got a blood pie out of this recipe and probably blood pudding in another tub sitting in my freezer. I'm also going to need red food coloring. First of all, I slightly thawed the pink lemonade. So when I poured it in, there's still a chunk of frozen stuff in the can. Poured the can into a large mixing bowl. Now I recommend you get a bowl that's on the large size, because this recipe is going to make a lot of filling, and you don't want to be trying to upsize your bowl in the middle of mixing. You'll lose a lot of stuff, and well, it's just not fun. So start with a big bowl, and you know, well, hey, you got enough space there to work with. Once you got the pink lemonade in, add the can of condensed milk, then scoop in the 8 ounces of Cool Whip. It took me a while to blend these ingredients together. They didn't fall into each other really, really quick, especially the Cool Whip being, you know, thicker consistency than the really, really, really runny pink lemonade. But once I kept stirring and got it to the consistency that I wanted, I started adding the red food coloring. Now, the recipe says add the red food coloring drop by drop. Well, I didn't. Okay? It's going to take a bit of food coloring to get you to the red, to get you to the consistency, to get you to the color that you're going to like. So I poured in a dribble, mixed it up, looked at it and said, yeah, that's kind of pale. So I mixed in another dribble, stirred it up. Looks a little bit better. So I added just a touch more, stirred it up, got what I wanted. Remember, don't go overboard adding the food coloring. You can always add more, but you can't take it back out. All right? Play with it, get it to where you want it, stir it up, get it the consistency you want. Once you've done that, pull out your pie crust, because now is the time that you're going to transfer that filling into the pie pans that you bought. If you've got the color you like, if you got the consistency you like, pour the mixture into the pie crust. Like I said before, I only had one, so I had leftover tub I had to put in the freezer. So I'm recommending get 2. That gives you enough pie crust to make, well, basically 2 pies. You're going to have enough filling to do it. Get it all poured into the pie pans, get them ready to go. Once you've got them ready, go ahead and place them in your freezer. It's going to take about 2 hours in your freezer for the filling to set in the crust, so that when you slice it up and pull it out of the pan, it's not going to run all over your plate. It's going to sit there right like a pie is supposed to sit. Okay, so after 2 hours, you can pull it out of the freezer and you can serve it. You can use this recipe for any type of dessert you want to do. If you're doing a regular human meal, hey, it's great, it'll work. If you're doing a Klingon feast, hey, even better, this can be your piece de resistance. Because it does taste good. You know, once we served it up, it tasted pretty dang good. The only downside I would say to it is it definitely had a lemonade taste to it. Now, when I go to try and make this again sometime, I'm going to be looking for some sort of additive that I can add to the recipe. Of course, that may mean I need to use 3 pie crusts, but, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we burn it. I'm going to be looking for some sort of additive to mellow the tartness of the lemonade out of it. It's not a deterrent. If you like lemonade, it's great. You know, just leave it as is. Have fun with it. This is a very easy recipe. It's a great thing to start with if you haven't really cooked before, haven't really cooked in a long time, you know. If, like me, you're hooked on fast food and just swing into Burger King and grab something to eat. Gives you a chance to get in the kitchen, whip some stuff up, make something decent, something interesting to eat, and enjoy it. So, like I say, go to Mind Scanner number 85, Klingon Cuisine, find the recipe for Rokeg Blood Pie, give it a shot, see what it tastes like to you, see if you need to modify it, see if you like it just like it is, but I think you'll have a great time doing it. Kapla!
Toga, holler at jar, holler at jar, till him the